150 years ago, Confederate Colonel William L. Jeffers' Independent Cavalry Command was reported camped at Chalk Bluff on the St. Francis River in northeast Arkansas, operating against Unionists in the area. Colonel Edward Daniels of the 1st Wisconsin Cavalry saw Jeffers as a threat to his troops at Cape Girardeau, Missouri, and mounted an expedition against him. Arriving at Chalk Bluff on May 15, 1862, two privates swam across the St. Francis and seized the ferry boat, which the Yankees used to transport their men to Arkansas, trading fire with Jeffers' Confederates the entire time. The Union cavalrymen, fighting dismounted, drove the rebels from the field. The 1st Wisconsin suffered 3 killed and 6 wounded, while the Confederates lost 11 killed and 17 injured in the first of many skirmishes that would be fought at Chalk Bluff during the Civil War. To learn more about Arkansas history and the 150th anniversary of the American Civil War, visit ArkansasCivilWar150.com. The Arkansas Civil War Sesquicentennial Commission is an agency of the Department of Arkansas Heritage. I'm Mark Criss.